Hello, and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, spam. But first, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely even know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. I really appreciate all the interesting emails sent to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. And I read them all, but there's one email in particular that I'm so excited about, I just have to share it with you. Ms. Belinda Tacey, who currently lives in London, needs to transfer $9.6 million to the U.S. and is looking for a trustworthy partner to help her effect that transaction. I'm honored to say that Belinda has selected me. That's right, me, Legal Lad, to be her partner. All I have to do is send her all my personal details, and I will receive a specified percentage of the loot. So it looks like I'll be in a position to retire very soon. But I figured I would do at least one more podcast. And why not talk about anti-spam laws? After all, I'm afraid not everyone out there is as decent and trustworthy as my partner, Belinda. So you need to protect yourself. Spam. It's the bane of our inboxes, whether it's a mortgage deal, a plea from a Nigerian senator, or a very subtle pitch for male enhancement drugs. Ahem. The more it comes, the angrier we get until we shake our fists and say, there ought to be a law. As it happens, there is a law. Quite a few, actually. Back in 2003, Congress passed the infamous CAN-SPAM Act, which stands for Controlling the Assault of Non-Solicited Pornography and Marketing. I say infamous because the law has been much criticized for being ineffective. Indeed, some critics have dubbed it the Yes, You Can Spam Act. For example, the law was supposed to lead to the creation of a national Do Not Spam Registry, similar to the Do Not Call Registry. In 2004, the Federal Trade Commission submitted a nifty report to Congress about creating such a registry, and since then there has been, well, silence. Be that as it may, CAN-SPAM does provide some measure of relief from spam, which is basically defined as unsolicited bulk mail that is commercial in nature. In other words, it contains some sort of advertising for some product or service. Specifically, CAN-SPAM prohibits fraudulent and deceptive commercial emails, requires senders of bulk emails to allow recipients to opt out of receiving further messages, and requires that any spam containing sexually oriented material contain the words sexually explicit in the subject line. In addition to CAN-SPAM, most U.S. states have laws prohibiting falsity or deception in bulk emails. For example, such laws may prohibit falsifying the origin of or routing information on email messages, using an internet address of a third party without permission, including misleading information in the subject line of a bulk email, or selling software designed solely to falsify the origin of or routing information on bulk email messages. Like the Federal CAN-SPAM Act, these state laws target only commercial email messages. Under the First Amendment to the Constitution, the government has much greater latitude to regulate commercial speech than other kinds of speech. The only state to attempt to ban non-commercial spam was Virginia, and that law was put to the test in 2004, when a Virginia jury convicted prolific spammer Jeremy Janes, who was found to have sent as many as 24,000 spam emails in a single day to America Online subscribers. Janes was sentenced to 9 years in prison, but after various appeals, the Virginia Supreme Court overturned his conviction on the grounds that the Virginia law violated the First Amendment because it could potentially be used to punish religious, political, and other non-commercial speech. In March 2009, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to disturb that ruling, and so Mr. Janes was allowed to go free. Well, actually, he would have been allowed to go free, except that he was already serving time for federal securities crimes. If you're suffering from a lot of spam, or even if you're suffering from Spam-a-Lot, you can report email abuses to the Federal Trade Commission or to state authorities. If you are a provider of internet services, CAN-SPAM allows you to bring your own lawsuit against spammers. There's just one problem. All anti-spam laws only work against spammers within the jurisdiction of the state or federal government. Unfortunately, much of the spam in your inbox probably came from China, South Korea, or other faraway places. And that, I suppose, is the price of hooking up to something called the, quote, worldwide web. Thank you for listening to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. And finally, not to be nosy, but we'd like to learn more about you and what you think of this podcast. We're currently conducting a listener survey to find out what you like about this podcast and how we could make it better. If you have a few moments, please visit quickanddirtytips.com and click on the Listener Survey button in the left column. Thanks in advance to all of you who take the time to tell us what you think. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com or call them into the voicemail line at 206-202-4LAW. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.